In the last 40 days, food companies have seen prices nearly triple for the eggs they buy and put into all types of their baked goods and other food products. Corey Martin with the American Bakers Association told us bird flu has cut the supply of eggs and sent prices skyrocketing. Now, we food shoppers have so far not seen prices go up much for things like cakes and cookies and such.
Right now, a lot of bakers across the country who actually still have access to eggs, are eating that cost the best that they can, but those prices will eventually be passed down the chain to consumer at the grocery stores.
And this egg situation could last a while. Agriculture Department officials say for many poultry and egg facilities hit by bird flu, it could take a year, maybe two, for those farms to be cleaned up, restocked, and up to full production again. They do say this summer's hot weather should kill the flu virus, which was brought in by migratory birds flying north for the summer.
What we're very nervous about is what may come this fall and winter. If the avian influenza comes back then, what does that do to the market and how far does that extend it down the line?
Questions with no clear answers at the moment. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.